listening to the Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 330, covering week 35, August 28th to September 3rd, 2023. The release of AntiX23 was announced, built on Debian 12 and focused on outdated equipment. The release comes without a systemd manager and with EUDev instead of UDev. Runit or sysv init can be used for initialization. The user environment is IceWM by default, but Fluxbox, JWM, and HerbsLuffWM are included. Builds are prepared for x86 64 and i386 architectures. Linus Torvalds released the Linux 6.5 kernel. Among the most notable changes, support for the Intel TPMI power management mechanism, the cache stat system call, the continuation of the integration of Rust support, support for the unaccepted memory protocol, support for the RISC-V vector instructions, the fprobe-events mechanism, the transfer to the outdated SLAB memory distribution mechanism, and the data-only mode in OverlayFS. NotDNS 3.3.0, a high-performance authoritative DNS server which supports all modern DNS capabilities, is out. Recursor is made as a separate application. The project is being developed by the Czech Register of CZ.NIC, written in Z and distributed under GPLv3 license. NotDNS is characterized by a focus on the high performance of query processing, for which multi-threaded and mostly non-blocking implementation scales well on SMP systems. There are features such as adding and removing zones on the fly, transferring zones between servers, DNS on top of HTTPS, DDNS, NSID, EDNS0, and DNSSEC extensions, including NSEC3, and response intensity limits. Tuaru OS 2.2 was published, a Unix-like operating system written from scratch and supplied with its core loader, standard C library, packet manager, user space components, and graphical interface with a composite window manager. The project was originally developed at the University of Illinois as a research project, but then transformed into a separate operating system. The project code is written in the C language and distributed under the BSD license. A live image is prepared, which can be tested in QEMU, VMware, or VirtualBox. Tuaru OS is based on a kernel using a hybrid modular architecture that combines a monolithic base and tools for the use of downloadable modules, which formalize most of the existing device drivers such as disk drivers, PATA and ATAPI, EXT2 and ISO 9660, frame buffer, keyboards, mouse, and network cards. The core supports Unix streams, TTY, VirtualFS, sudofs/proc, multi-threading, IPC, RAM disk, ptrace, shared memory, multitasking, and other typical features. Tuaru OS is also the basis for distributions like Pony OS. Regolith Desktop 3.0, developed by and for the Regolith distribution. Regolith is based on GNOME Session Management Technologies, i3 Window Manager, and PyCom and Sway composite servers. The project is distributed under GPLv3 license. Packages for Ubuntu 20.04, 22.04, 23.04, and Debian 11 and 12 have been prepared for download. The project is positioned as a modern desktop environment developed for faster execution of typical actions through optimization of processes and elimination of unnecessary disorder. The goal is to provide a functional but minimalistic interface that can be customized and expanded. Regolith may be of interest to beginners accustomed to traditional Windows systems but want to try the frame methods or mosaic layout of Windows. Midnight BSD 3.1 was announced, based on FreeBSD with elements ported from Dragonfly BSD, OpenBSD, and NetBSD. The base desktop environment is based on GNUSTEP, but WindowMaker, GNOME, XFCE, or Lumina are also available choices. Midnight BSD originally developed as a FreeBSD 6.1 beta fork, which was synchronized with the codebase FreeBSD 7 and subsequently absorbed many features from the FreeBSD 9 through 12 branches. Midnight BSD uses the mport package system using a SQLite database to store indices and metadata. Installation, deletion, and search of packages is carried out using a single command in mport. The installation of Ravenport's ports are a supported alternative. Vivaldi 6.2 browser was released. Changes were made to the Chromium codebase, and the project is distributed under an open license. The interface is written in JavaScript using the React library, Node.js platform, Browserify, and various ready-made NPM modules. The implementation of the interface is available in the source text, but under a proprietary license. The developers have done considerable code optimization, significantly speeding up the browser. The new desktop version was integrated with the React API. The opening of a new window accelerated by 37% compared to the previous version and 64% compared to the 2018 version. The developers of the browser plan to use this technology to speed up the operation of other components and functions. Vivaldi builds are prepared for Linux, Windows, Android, and macOS. JetBrains has announced the implementation of the Wayland support protocol in the IntelliJ open platform and integrated development environments. The changes are important for all developers of graphic applications in the Java language, as they also cover the addition of Wayland support in OpenJDK. After including the changes to one of the future releases of OpenJDK, Java programs will be able to run directly in Wayland-based environments without using the X-Wayland layer. JetBrains Runtime 21, a fork of OpenJDK 21 with built-in Wayland support used in JetBrains products, is already available for testing. The codebase of the Linux 6.6 kernel accepted a change which translates the implementation of the RiserFS file system from the category of supported to obsolete. The intention to stop support until 2025 and includes recommendations to translate existing environments into ButterFS, XFS, or EXT4. The unresolved problem of the 2038 date issue and the lack of fault tolerance opportunities offered by ModernFS to protect against damage in case of emergency completion or compromise are further reasons for the deprecation. The RiserFS user base is estimated to be insignificant and constantly shrinking. Canonical has unveiled new versions of the LXD 5.16 and 5.17 container management system, formed after the transformation of LXD into a corporate project fully controlled by Canonical. The LXD code is written in Go and distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. The LXD 5.17 version implements the ability to delegate namespaces in ZFS, which allows the container to access the management of its dataset in ZFS. The toolkit added support for copying the partition snapshot to another host with a new partition on it. They added the definition of unknown storage pools and recreating records in the database in the recovered utility. LXD 5.16 added support for the download of a virtual machine from the ISO image, IP address management information, and changes in the properties of LXC objects. The Nginx Unit 1.31.0 application server has been published, where a solution is being developed to enable web applications to run in various programming languages. Nginx Unit can run several applications in different programming languages at the same time. The launch parameters can be changed dynamically without the need to edit configuration files and restart. The code is written in C and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. The new editions of Linux from Scratch 12.0 and Beyond Linux from Scratch 12.0 edits, as well as LFS and BLFS with systemd, are presented. In LFS, instructions are given to create a basic Linux system using only the source code of the necessary software. Beyond Linux from Scratch complements LFS instructions with information on how to build and configure about 1,000 software applications, from DBMS and server systems to graphic shells and media players. An alternative method of building a compact version of the Qt library using fewer dependencies was proposed. In the next release, support for the user environment LXDE and RiserFS file system are scheduled for termination. A release of Armbian 23.08 was announced, which provides a compact system environment for various single-board computers with processors based on ARM, RISC-V, and x86 architectures. Debian and Ubuntu are used to form builds, but the environment uses its own assembly system with the inclusion of optimizations to reduce size, increase productivity, and use of additional protection mechanisms. For example, the var log section is used mounting ZRAM and stored in RAM in a compressed form, written to the data on the storage once a day or at the end of operation. The TMP section is mounted using TMPFS. The project supports more than 30 Linux kernel builds for different ARM and ARM64 platforms. An SDK is provided. When entering SSM, an option is provided for the use of two-factor authentication. The composition includes the Box64 emulator, which allows you to run programs assembled for processors based on the x86 architecture. They offer ready-made packages to launch custom environments based on KDE, GNOME, Budgie, Cinnamon, i3WM, Mate, XFCE, and Xmonad. Nitrix 3.0, built on Debian, KDE technologies, and the OpenRC initialization system, has been published. The project offers its own NX desktop, which is an add-on over KDE Plasma. A set of typical user applications is developing based on the MAUI library. App images is suggested to install additional applications. The project is distributed under free licenses. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.